So the seemingly innocent statement of Rabbi Yehuda, "Rabbeidir tzarech shivarech," is far from innocent. There are many, many things that the Rishonim are in turmoil in concerning what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. So there are really two different questions that are almost playing out together. One is the necessity to make a bracha in the first place. Is that something that's obvious? Is something that's necessary to be told to us? And if we are making the bracha finally, so what are we making the bracha on? And then there's a different question as to not only are we making a bracha, but is the nuscha bracha really correct? Is the text that the Gemara tells us that the bracha is relating to the biur, is that really right? Is that really correct? Because after all, the bracha is clearly taking place at the time of the bedikah, not at the time of the biur. So those are the issues that were kind of milling around yesterday in the sugya. And we spent a lot of time with the Rosh's approach. The Rosh's basic mahalach in the sugya was that, yes, we need Rabbi Yehuda to teach us that we recite a bracha because one could have made a strong case not to recite a bracha, especially in light of the fact that there are other religious acts that we do that don't require brachas. Anything that is negative in nature, we gave some of the examples, the kashering the meat, the kashering the kelim. So Tyson Chulin writes, those actions do not require a bracha. So my high about Petikas Chometz, it does require a bracha. So I gave the model of the Tilos Yadayim and Erevin, that sometimes the impetus for doing something was to prevent Yisurim, but Chazal restructured, reformulated, repackaged it to make it into a mitzvah seh v'derabbanan. So then the Rosh turned the tables on us, and the Rosh says, if so, so then why should we choose to make a bracha on a low-level mitzvah derabbanan? Why not go for the big box? Why not make the bracha on the bia, which is tomorrow, which is the deraisa? So the Rosh says, relax, calm down, it's not a deraisa tomorrow either, because you're doing it too early. The Shreifas Chomes that you're doing, B'tchil V'shah Shish, is a garnish, it's not real Teshbisu anyway, can follow the footsteps of Tosis for Ben Tam. So then the Rosh came in with the final question. So even for us, that we're reciting a bracha in the mitzvah of the Rabban and the Bedikah, so why don't we just make the bracha? Bedikah's chametz. Why are beer chametz? So the Rosh said, no, well, there's a little bit of a mash, or some degree of beer that's taking place right now, B'shas Bedikah, Hashem de Pitul. So since Abaydik Tzor Shev Atel, you have to Pitul chametz anyway afterwards. So Pitul chametz lends itself to Nuscha Bracha about Bir Chavit. So that's why. But the Ikaron, the Rosh really held that if all you were doing was Bedika and somehow Bittul wasn't on the radar screen, so then the correct text of the Bracha Taka would have been Al Bedika's Chavit. That's how the Rosh we left off with yesterday. So there are other Rishonim who also go in the same basic parameters of the Rosh, but whereas the Rosh threw his hands up and said that the only reason why we can justify saying a Lashon of Bir is Hashem the Bittul, I'm going to have a little bit of a different nuance there. Right, so that's a part of this whole story that, well, since the Bedikah is a mitzvah, and we are doing something important, that the Torah is doing, so we can't let you get away without making a bracha on the Bedikah either. So, since it's going to be Bedikah / Bittul, so we'll, for this bracha purposes, we'll call Hashem the Bittul. So along the same lines of the Rosh, other Mishnah also troubled with my high that the Nuscha bracha seems to be incorrect. So the Maram Chalava, on this Gemara, in the seventh of the Maram Chalava, so long Maram Chalava, I really meant to put just the first couple of lines on. So the underlying part. So Maram Chalava says, "Umayde Rav Lashon Biur, Lav Lashon Tzreifahu, Dhalo Sarfor, El Lashon Bedikuhu, Lashon Biyadi Akedish Min Abayis." Says the Maram Chalava, unlike the Rosh, who had a finagle and a pull Bittul out of left field to justify the Nuscha of Bir Chometz for the Bedikah, Maram Chalava says, no, open up a Hebrew-English dictionary and you'll see that the word Bir doesn't only mean to burn. The word Bir, just as true in Lashon HaKadosh, can mean to remove. Biyarti HaKadosh Min Abayis. You have to remove the Maiseh from it. You don't burn the Maiseh Sheni. Biyarti HaKadosh Min Abayis. Removal is also called Mavayah. And therefore the Rav Chalava says we are justified in reciting a Lashon HaBir Chometz even though we're not doing a Shreifa. And the Shreifa we can do tomorrow is not even really a mitzvah anyway. Just the removal of the Bedikah, the removal of the Chometz, the searching for the Chometz is also Nichlal in the Nuscha Bracha of Al Bir Chometz. So I call upon him, Bein Lefi HaRosh, Bein Lefi HaMaram Chalava, the Bracha is being recited Al Bir, it's either completely justified or based on bitul quasi justified. But bein lefi arash, bein lefi amar mechalava, the bracha really relates to what's happening now. It's not really relating to tomorrow. What's taking place tomorrow isn't really warrant, doesn't really warrant the bracha anyway. It's not really a mitzvah even according to the Rosh. So it's here and now. The bracha is definitely a lel yadaladik bracha. Our eyes are not really to tomorrow. So this is in contrast to the Shittas HaRan, because the Ran starts off with this posing in a sense the same question as the Rosh and goes down an entirely different path than the Sugya. The Ran, take a look at the fourth of Ramakamis. It's identical kasha to the Rosh. What's the chiddush of Yehuda? Yeshloim is at the Ran, the Hakamash Balon. The Afagav, the Bir Chometz, Ikra Mitzvah. A filo hochi mishashu mas chulbo. Tayra mishas bedika bevorach aleha. What did the Ran just say? The Ran says that the chiddush of Yehuda is that I would have thought that the Ikar Mitzvah is the Biur, and therefore, what's the Ran saying? I would have thought the Ikar Mitzvah is the Biur. What is the Ran addressing? According to the Ran, the entire Shach Matan the Gemara is about the timing of the Bracha. According to the Rosh, the Shach Matan the Gemara was about the very institution of a Bracha. According to the Rosh, before Rav Yehuda came onto the scene, there wouldn't have been a bracha. It would have been simply like kashering meat. So Rav Yehuda's mechadish tos afa pichein is a formulation of a mitzvah de rabbanan, therefore he recited a bracha. According to the Ran, that wasn't on the radar screen not to make a bracha. I don't need Rav Yehuda to tell me to make a bracha. Of course you make a bracha. It's a mitzvah. Why should you make a bracha? Kol mitzvah and baruch alayim. According to the Ran, the thrust of Rav Yehuda was not that you make a bracha, but when you make a bracha, habodik tzarich sheyivarech. According to Rosh, it's habodik tzarich sheyivarech. You have to make a bracha, unlike kasher and kela. According to the Ran, the way to read the Gemara is habodik tzarich sheyivarech. That bedikas chometz is the time of the bracha, not beer chometz, because it would have been a gevaldik svara to delay the bracha till tomorrow, because tomorrow's the main show. If I remember correctly, the Rosh was the one who downplayed tomorrow. According to the Rosh, tomorrow is nothing. According to the Ran, tomorrow is everything. Tomorrow. Ask Andy, she'll say, tomorrow is very important. Tomorrow is the key. What's going to happen tomorrow is the key. So why is it a burden to Shavar? So Taka, why did Rav Yehuda say what he said? So the Ran gives a shtickle Torah why. Afagav di gbir chometz ikra mitzvah. Afil och mishashu mascha bodharim shas bedikim bevarcha lehom. Because lemaisi you have to do bedikah, even though bedikah is really a joke. Bedikah is not really the key. Tomorrow is what's really important. But lemaisi you have to start doing today. You have to start doing tonight. So therefore, kezal zayin, we'll make the bracha now. Why not? But to tell us to make the nusach bracha livdoik, that's ridiculous. The nusach bracha is going to reflect what the main reason of the mitzvah is, the main thrust of the mitzvah is. So according to the Ran, what's happening tonight is not really all that important. What's happening tomorrow is the main show, and therefore the bracha reflects that. So the Ran is kemerchak mizuch and mayer from the Rosh. The kemerchak mizuch and mayer in terms of what's the ikka, what's really happening, what's really important, and then how does the nuscha bracha play out? According to the Rosh, what's really important is tonight. What's happening tomorrow is really meaningless because it's not even a mitzvah tomorrow. Because before Chatzais is garnished. So the Shreifas Chometz is a big joke. The real mitzvah is the mitzvah derabbanan of called Orla Bosa, the reformulated mitzvah derabbanan, B'teres Mitzvah Zesek, Tassadam and Erev, and that's what's really happening. And why is the Nuscha Bracha not reflect that? Either because the Bittul kind of gets thrown in and offsets the Nuscha a little bit, or like the Ram Chalava said, because B'dik is also Lashon Biur, but everything is tonight and nothing is tomorrow. According to the Ran, it's mamish v'nafichu. According to the Ran, everything is tomorrow. That's the real mitzvah. You get the impression that what's the real mitzvah tomorrow? What's the grandiose mitzvah when you burn your chametz tomorrow morning? Tashbisu. The Ran is probably closer to Rashi's model. They could have tashbisu before chatzais. So burning tomorrow is very, very important. And that's where the bracha should have been. And that's what the Nuscha Bracha really is. And the only reason why Nebuch, why we snuck in the Bracha tonight, is because since you need Bedikah to get the Biur, so they felt it would be more appropriate to get the Bracha before the game starts. But Aliba DM is tomorrow's the main show, and that's why the Bracha reflects that. Rabbi, at the end of the day, does it really make much of a difference? At the end of the day, nobody makes a bracha tomorrow, everyone makes a bracha tonight. Nobody makes a bedikah, everyone makes a beer. So does it really make a difference when they go down the Rams understanding or the Rosh's understanding? Yeah, it's a big, big pella. This Ran is a huge pella. The Ran is saying, because you have to do bedikah, so Mamela, we're going to start it going now. Yeah, it's a big pella, the Ran. The Ran cannot be calling Badika just a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's not like buying a lulav. Nobody says make a brach when you buy the lulav. Nobody says you make a brach when you bake the matzahs. I mean, the Shaman maybe says that. We don't say that. So, obviously, the Ran must hold that it's more than just a Hechsher Mitzvah. It is a mitzvah tonight's Badika. I am doing something that is in the parasha of baking a bracha, but really the bracha is more appropriate tomorrow. There are two parts of the mitzvah. The Ika mitzvah is tomorrow. The Bediga is a mitzvah, according to the Ran. It's not a nothing. It's not just a Heksha mitzvah. But if you had to choose when to make the bracha, tomorrow would have been more appropriate, except for the fact that Chazal didn't want to leave out half the mitzvah without a bracha. So, any enough Kabin Ladina? So, the Baran Chalav on the 7th of the Marmi Koimis quotes a famous, famous custom, and he makes light of the custom. It's a little bit of a zilzal of the custom. The Ram Chalava says in the third line, Hilkach Yatzal Lemizel Leminik Hanoshim. Says the women have a custom. Shemazmina is chametz b'shas bedika. They prepare chametz at the time of bedika's chametz. Sounds like the men didn't do such a silly thing. What did the men do? What are you putting chametz for? Shugina. You're trying to clear a house of chametz. All of a sudden, you put a piece of bread along the house. What are you crazy? So the Minigat Noshim, they used to do this. Why? Kadesh Latay Brach Levatola. Because they were concerned if you can do B'dikas Chometz and not find any Chometz, it's going to be a Brach Levatola. So the Ram Chalava says the big joke. Lab Minigu. Garnish tonight. You don't have to follow that Minig. Why? The Eina Brach Ela Chibas Vabedika. Because the Bracha is not on the Bir Chometz in terms of Shreifa. The Chometz is, the Bracha is on the Chibas and the Bedika. That's, of course, the Ram Lashitasa. Because Ram Chalava just a minute ago told you that you mistranslated the words Abir Chometz. You thought Abir Chometz means Al-Sreifas Chometz. No. Bir doesn't mean lighting a fire. Bir means Bedika. Bir Adi HaKadosh Min Abayis. So the other Ram Chalava told his Rebetzin, and she's putting out pieces of bread. He said, what are you doing? So she said, what do you mean, what am I doing? He said, you're about to make a bracha Abir Chometz. So he said, well, you don't know Hebrew. You don't know Lashon HaKadosh. Bir doesn't mean Sreifa. Bir means Chippus Bedika. Ben Motza Ben Lai Motza. Says Ram Chalav, I'm going to prove to my Rebbetzin that I'm right. V'yivdok b'say chamayir havit yivtayhu. Don't you do B'dikas Chometz on Pesach? Doesn't Mishnah say, lo bodok, b'zmano, yivdok b'say chamayir. If a guy realizes the third day chamayir, givalti, forgot to B'dikas Chometz, so the Mishnah says you have to B'dikas Chometz right then and there. So you're going to tell me that when you do B'dikas Chometz on Pesach, on Chalamoyid, you should follow this custom of putting bread around, really? It's a joke. It's by Rabbi Matzah Deraisa. Obviously, no one's doing that. So it says Ram Chalava, but you're making your bracha. When you do that, mitzvah from Dikas Chametz on the third day, Chalamon, you're making your bracha. Remember that in the Yehud and the Shoel, you're making your bracha. The Ramash, the Feirish, you're making your bracha. How are you making your bracha? You're not going to find anything. We hope and pray you're not going to find anything. So the Teretz is, it's a big joke, that I'll be a Chometz, it's nothing to do with Shereif, I'll be a Chometz, it's a Lashon Chippus U'Bedika, B'yarte Kedosh Min Abayis. So just as everyone agrees that when you do B'dikas Chometz on third day Chalamoyed, there's no need to put out bread, so too, when you do B'dikas Chometz on Lel Yidal, there's no need to put out bread. Atkan, the Raya from Marim Chalava. Marim Chalava Machtavech, Mamash Beinu Leitzonus, out of this minute. What other Rishon would say this minute is meaningless? What are the Risha? The Rosh would say the meaning is also a joke. What are you putting up bread for? What are you trying to accomplish? You're worried about because you don't have anything to burn? What does burning have to do with brachas? The Rosh said, fakir, the burning tomorrow doesn't warrant a bracha. There's no need to make a bracha tomorrow when you burn, because you're not doing a mitzvah tomorrow anyway. It's before chatzos. According to the Rosh, the only bracha that you're making is on the mitzvah's bedikah. The mitzvah's bedikah I'm going to perform whether I find chametz or not. The din de rabbanan that you have to be baking chametz doesn't necessitate putting out bread. The only reason why the minhag hanoshim was to put out bread was because they were chashash of a bracha levatola. Says the Rosh, what's for a bracha levatola? The bracha has nothing to do with tomorrow's reifa. The bracha has to do with tonight's bedikah slash bittul. Tomorrow's reifa is not even told a bracha b'chlal. It's not even a mitzvah. The bird chametz tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. So Bein Lefi Amar M'chalava, who retranslated the word beer. Bein Lefi HaRosh, who didn't retranslate beer, but Lamaisa ended up in the same camp as the Amar M'chalava. This minhag mamish makes no sense. Can anybody justify this minhag? The only Risha who justify this minhag is who? Is the Ran. It's only the Ran who can give a little bit of a justification for this minhag. According to the Ran, that what you're doing at night, the bedikah, is not really the end game. It's really the tchilas hadavar. And to such an extent that the Ran said, that's tafka why the bracha is not on bedikah's chametz, because tonight's bedikah is not the main thrust of what you're doing. Everything is al shem tomorrow's reifa. So then I can begin to fathom such a concept. I'm not saying you're mechuyev to such an idea, but at least a minute can begin to make sense to put out bread. I can justify the idea of putting out bread, because putting out bread will enable me to do a shreifa, which is what I'm really supposed to be doing anyway. So maybe this minhag hanoshim is based on the shizera. Yeah. Okay, mamish can't hear. Yes, I'm not saying according to the Ran that what I'm saying is like this. According to the Russian Imam Chalav, the minhag makes is absolutely no sense. According to the Ran, we could discuss it. We may discuss it and find out that it's not necessary. Well, at least it's open for discussion. No, Biyarti Keshevai is not talking about chametz. It's talking about Maisa Sheni. You're not just beat up burning it, you're just taking it out of your house and you're doing what you're supposed to do with it. So that's what bedikah means. Bedikah means you're gonna be bolding. You're not gonna be bolding and leave it there. You'll be bolding it and remove it. But the burning part is not really the key. Yeah, biyarti is a lashon chipos. Biyarti is a lashon of searching. That's what it means. Biyarti, kadosh rabbi, I search for everything. I found there's nothing here. Let's say a guy does beer ma'isa sheni, right? So he has to come to say vidui, right? That pasuk is vidui for ma'isa sheni. So he comes at the end of every third year, the end of every sixth year, and he says, Biyarti HaKadosh Bin Abayis. And let's say there was no Maisa, that he looked around and he didn't find it, he can't see Biyarti HaKadosh Bin Abayis. Stop, Biyarti just means, whatever was there, I got rid of, and whatever wasn't there, great, even better. So that's what the Baram Chalava is saying, that's what the word Biyarti Levair means. It doesn't mean to burn, it doesn't even mean to remove. It means to clear and make sure there's nothing around. That's called Echbin Mevair. There's a mitzvah of Vidur Ma'aseh Sheni. Every third, in this third and sixth year, we'll say Vidur Ma'aseh Sheni. So, it happens to be that Vidur Ma'aseh Sheni appears in Parshas Kisavo after the Parsha Mikra Bikurim. Every year when you bring Bikurim, you say Arami Avir Avi. And then every end of third year, and in the sixth year, you say by Pesach, and in the fourth year, in the seventh year, you say Biyarti HaKadosh Bin Abayis. They have nothing to do with each other. One's Mikra Bikurim, which is said once a year when you bring Bikurim, and one is said twice every 7 years when you finish the Ma'aseh Sheni cycle. So there was once, I remember I was reading an article once, I had to read it for some class I was taking back in NYU. So I was reading an article by some historian who wrote an entire historical thesis about something, about some event in Ma'aseh Sheni, I don't remember what in the world was about. And the entire article, I don't know, the guy may have been a super duper PhD in history, I don't know what that. The entire article was based on his misunderstanding that he thought that Biyar Ma'aseh Sheni and Mikra Bikurim were the same thing. But his entire historical theory was based on Pashi didn't know how to read Pesachim and Pashas Kisavo. They're two totally different mitzvahs. They have nothing to do with each other. They just happen to be next to each other in Chumash. Okay. it gives you it's hard to accept the credibility of his theory if the whole thing was based on a basic tos. Okay, let me back to that story. So remember, there was once somebody wrote a whole thing about they were writing a whole thing about Korban Pesach, it was bound by a sheni, and the whole thing was based on the fact that the pasuk matem lo seitzu ishu pesach beis wal boker was something that was observed in by a sheni. The Mishnah says that was a din prati that was only by Pesach Mitzrayim. There was never ever was such a din of a temple say to you don't have to keep the doors locked. The Mishnah forget, the Gemara says. They used to say the eat the carbon here, then they go on top of the roofs and they're walking around. There's no way a temple say to Pesach Mitzrayim in Vayishani. So the whole Shtil Torah was all based on Mamasha Tos. Anyway, okay, good. Back to the story. So do we give any credibility to this minute? According to Hefter Rishon, the Minig is Mamish Devar Mateilim. According to the Ran, we can discuss it. So the Ramah, the 8th of Ramah Mekoyim, quotes the Minig. The Ramah writes, V'nogel anich psisei chomets v'machoshim t'ma b'idek desh le'ev rechos l'matol. He quotes some of the earlier Acharonim, the Mari Brin, he quotes some others who quote this custom, which already has its roots in Rishonim. U'mil, the Ramah writes, lo nosa l'ikev. A little bit of a play on the Ezer Mekoyim. Well, also the Likya means if you didn't do the Matonis Dam in the right places, it wasn't Ma'akev, the Korban necessarily. So, Imlon Asa the Likya, he says, if you didn't do it, it's Nishkeferlich. The Das Kaladim in a Bracha, Levayim Nimsa, means that the Bracha means if you find it, if you find Chametz, you make the Bracha, and if you don't, it's Nishkeferlich. So, the Ramad doesn't give too much credibility to this man. He says, there are those who do it, but he says, if you want to know what you have to do, it's not the end of the world. So, Ramad's not the biggest believer in this minhag. Even though Zbinik has, of course, become very, very popular, and then Api Kabbalah, it's become elaborated upon, and then number 10, and Ariya Kodesh, and a lot of things Api Kabbalah, with how many pieces of bread, but Tachlis, in terms of pure halacha, so even the Ramah, who makes reference to the Zbinik, is not the greatest supporter of the Zbinik, which leads us to believe that in terms of Lamdus, the Ramah seems to be pointing more in the direction of the Rosh than in the direction of the Ram. Again, it doesn't mean he's negating the Ram Lagam, right? It's just it sits a little bit better with the Rosh, who the Gamer is not Gurus, not Messiah to this minute. So Rabbi said, the bottom line is when all the dust settles, that Rabbi Yitzchak Shivarach, you have to make a bracha. When, why, who, why, when? Lamai, you have to make a bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak Shivarach. So there's a major machlekes in Rishonim. Major machlekes in Rishonim as to, is this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Shivarach, always true? Is it feasible to have a b'dinachiyah b'dikas chometz that doesn't require a bracha? So if you remember back to Davav, it's hard to believe back to Davav, only on Davzayim, but back to Davav weeks and months ago, so we came to the realization that there are many, many different times for b'dikas chometz. We're used to what it says in the Mishnah. It's hard to believe we're still learning the same Mishnah. We haven't learned the second Mishnah this month. Since the beginning of Elul, we're still in the same Mishnah. If you come to June's month, maybe we'll get to Daftes. Only if we'll skip Dafches. So the Mishnah gives us the primary Zman for B'dikas Chametz, or La Basa B'dikas Chametz. But that's not the only time. It is possible to do a B'dikas Chametz even now, La Orla Basa. When is that? So that's what the Gemara explains in Davav, the Mefarish Yotze B'Sheyara. The Meshuggah and the guy's going away for Pesach. Once in a blue moon, a guy's going away for Pesach, he's in the forest for Yetzi B'Sheyara. So the Gemara explains that he could sometimes be doing B'dikas Chometz, even now on Lo Yedalet. What are the parameters? When do you have to do it? Who remembers? Lo Chazara? What are the two different times when you have to do B'dikas Chometz, not necessarily on Yedalet? Huh? So if you're leaving within Shleshim Yom, we pass it, then you for sure you have to do B'dikas Chometz. Even if it's Ein Dayta Lachzor, then for sure you have to do B'dikas Chometz. And number two, for the guy who's leaving before Shleshim Yom, if it's Dayta Lachzor, if he's planning on returning, because Rishon is he's planning on returning before Pesach, on Pesach, whatever it is. But the guy's a Dayta Lachzor. So the simple pshat according to most Rishonim is he's leaving Chanukah and he's planning on returning third day Chol HaMoed. He's got tickets back to come back for the last days of Yom Tov. So even though he left 3 months before, he also has to do B'dikas Chometz. So there are three different scenarios of doing B'dikas Chometz. You have B'dikas Chometz or that Basar, B'dikas Chometz to Arneir, the normal guy. Then you have the guy who's a little strange, he's going away a week before Pesach, and he's on his way to Dubai, he's not planning on coming back. So he also has to do B'dikas Chometz. Then you have the third guy who's leaving Chanukah, but he has a ticket to come back to Arneir Chol HaMoed. So if you want to have a real Lamed Shoshana, which is on the topic right now, you could think about the following, in case you really, really have nothing else to do to think about. You should think about the guy who's leaving on Hanukkah, and he's planning on coming back. Can he use the Ner Hanukkah to fulfill the mitzvah of Orla Bosa Baikas Chometz Dor HaNer? Is that a violation of HaNer Tzolom HaKodesh HaM Ve'Elan Rishus L'Shtamash B'Hem? Doing a mitzvah there upon the B'dikas Chometz, would you say mitzvah Slavi Honest new on Ner Hanukkah? Not for now. It was just, you know, in case you're interested in thinking about that kasha at some time. Okay? So Rabbi said we have three different fellows who each one doing the mitzvah of B'dikas Chometz. Do all of them make brachas? Some of them make brachas. Most of them make brachas. So whatever you answer is correct. There are three different opinions in the Rishon. So the Ritva quotes from his Rebbe, the Ra'ah, the ninth of the Ramakamis. The Ritva quotes, two lines at the bottom. V'dasar azal, the chosh azok levar mevarach labiyur. So the Ra'ah says, everybody has to make the bracha. Everyone's chayv to do the chometz. Whether you're a Yudalid man, whether you're a Daitalachsa man, whether you're a Besaych Shleshimir, if the din is you're Mechuv to B'dikas Chometz, you have to make a bracha. And the Ra'ah Shita, I think, is the most easy to understand. If you're Mechuv to B'dikas Chometz, so you have to learn the Sukkot Davah, figure out who is Chayv, who's not Chayv. If you're Chayv to B'dikas Chometz, so you have to make a bracha. So comes the Ritva and argues with his Rebbe and says, V'niwin ha'dvarim toch lamad yerim da'afka. Says the Ritva, I don't think he's 100% right, my Rebbe. My illustrious Rebbe, they all said, you always make a bracha? No. If it's within Shleshim Yom, then you make a bracha. If it's not within Shleshim Yom, then you don't make a bracha. My God, what's going on? The Ra'ah makes much more sense than the Ritva. Why is the Ritva differentiating between the two? Knew what's the beard of in the Ritva, Rabbi said. Tachlis, when you leave in Chanukah, that lachs, you have to make B'dikas Chometz or not? Answer the question. Yeah or no? Yes. So why do you make a bracha? What do you mean only for bittul? For
it's like the rush and the
all about the bittul. This guy's gonna do bittul. The guy is leaving his house Hanukkah time. He's gonna say kol chamira. No. Eventually, it's gonna happen in 6 months. Remember, right now he's standing by Leil Chaf Hei Kislev, and he's got a flight at 1 o'clock in the morning. So he just lit Neres Hanukkah. Which one should you do first? There is Chanukah or B'dikas Chometz? That's an interesting shiloh, right? Fascinating shiloh. Okay? So he just finished doing B'dikas, he just finished saying, there is Chanukah. He lit his Chanukah candles, he made a bracha, he sang Aneris Ol, sang Rose Tour, gave his Chanukah gelt, everything. And now, okay guys, let's go. We're ready to do B'dikas Chometz now, because we have a return flight for third day Chol HaMoed. So he's about to do B'dikas Chometz, so the Ra'ah says you don't make a bracha. So, and the Rosh says you make a bracha, the Rosh says no. So you're trying to suggest that, well, according to the Rosh, that the bracha is Hashem, the bittul, isn't he going to do bittul now? The bittul now, he's going to, you're right, 100% right, he's going to do bittul in 5 months from now. How in the world is this guy going to say with a straight face, kol chamira v'chamia dike b'shusi libotah v'lever? Understand, he's eating a jelly donut right now as he speaks. He's going to eat one tomorrow. He's getting jelly donuts. He's got Hamitashen to eat in 3 months from now. If it's a Shalom Mubarak, he's got 4 months away. He's nowhere near being Mavatul Shabbat. What? All the Chabbat here is Babel. Kefkev there. So that's what he says. That's what it means in his Bittul. It's a Babel Bittul. Nabayas. Very strange. Very, very strange. Very strange. I don't know. I can't justify making a bracha with bittul.
The Rosh
is saying it's now, and you wouldn't make a bracha. The Rosh is the business because it's because you're making it. And it has to be the business. I hear you, maybe, I don't know. I think it's simpler to say, well, you make a bracha because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm doing the mitzvah d'rabbanan, right? What's the problem? So what are the mitzvah shepherds ready for? What do the mitzvah not like about their own? Okay, so you can argue that bittul is at least chash and the chamesh and yadua. It means except for the tomorrow morning's bagel, I basically want to get rid of my chametz at this point. A guy Chanukah, he really wants to get rid of all his chametz right now. He really thinks kafidah, all his chametz kafidah, except for the next 4 months worth of food. It's a mundane thing,
Rebbe.
It's a very mundane thing. I don't know. I think it's a strange thing.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not Nikar, just like when you build a sukkah more than 30 days in advance. So that's why you wouldn't make a bracha. Because, you know, it's not clear that you're doing bedikas chametz on Chanukah.
I'm doing a mitzvah, l'mayis, at the end of the day, I call the rabbi, Rabbi, do I have to bedikas chametz? The answer is yes. So lo sosim and adosh, I get to the mitzvah. Sh'ala bich mi, I get to. I'm doing a mitzvah, why can't I make a bracha? Okay. This is a backtrack for a second. So could one suggest as follows? Going back to the Rosh for a second, when the Rosh asked the question, why do I need Rav Yehuda to tell me a Buditzach Shevarech, isn't it Poshut? So what did the Rosh say? It's not so Poshut, because in our heart and soul, Bedikah is not very positive. Bedikah is really to avoid negativity. And what's the Kamash Malan? That Chazal instituted as a mitzvah derabbanan, af apichem. Could one suggest as follows? That when Rava concludes in Vava Min Aleph that a guy who leaves on Chanukah, if it's Dait al Achsa, Nebuch, he has to do Bedikah, what's the engine driving that Bedikah? Remember Rava's Kasha? Ihoch yafil b'Rosh Hashanah nami. You're leaving 8 months before Pesach. I'm leaving now. It's Chodesh Iyar right now. I'm leaving. It's Daiti Lach, so next Pesach I have a ticket to come back. So believe it or not, if a guy leaves his house now, Daiti Lach, so third day Cholamoid, he's got to do Bedikas Chametz right now. And that's what says in the Gemara in Shorach. I feel him Rosh Hashanah. Shorach is left off Rosh Hashanah. It means I feel him from Pesach from last year. That chiyuv of doing Bedikas Chametz, al shein Daiti Lach, so yesh lachko, what's the nature of that chiyuv? Is that a formal mitzvah derabbanan called Bedikas Chometz? Is that also part of the reformulation when Chazal said they were misakeh Bedikas Chometz b'teres mitzvah zesei? Is that really true? Is that what the Bedik of today is, the Bedik of Chanukah is? Or could one argue, come on, give me a break. Before Shlosh Yom was a din derais, I know we spoke about this, Avav. Shlosh Yom teaches me that whatever I do before Shlosh Yom is not Pesach then. It's not mitzvahs Pesach, it's Mechaim. It's not the mitzvah derabbanan. Chazal didn't formulate a mitzvah derabbanan Pesach 8 months before Pesach. The fact that I'm a chuyuv to do bedikas chametz 8 months before Pesach has nothing to do with the mitzvah derabbanan. If all the boss of bedikas chametz, nothing to do with mitzvah bedikas chametz. You know why I have to do it? Because as an observant religious Jew, I have to do everything in my power to avoid isurim. I cannot set up. I cannot go with a. You know, in good consciousness, get onto a plane to Dubai today, knowing that I have a booked return flight during the Chol HaMoed, knowing I'm going to come back to pizza in my freezer. I can't do that. Because if I do that, when I come back, it's going to be very early Matzah. Whatever's going to happen, Shem Yevaliach, whatever concerns are going to happen down the line in 8 months from now. So therefore, the reason why I have to do the Chometz now is, you know what? Is the Hamamim of the Rosh. Ein Olavar Chometz. It's not a mitzvah. I'm not doing it because it's mitzvah the Rabbana now. The reason why I'm doing Bedikas Chometz now is to avoid Isurim. There cannot be a mitzvah derabbanan Bedikas Chometz before Shlosh Yom. Mitzvahs don't begin before Shlosh Yom. Ker b'chag. So not because, I mean, Asha said a little bit related to Sukkot. It's not exactly the same as Sukkot. It means on a level of derabbanan, Chazal and Nakan instituted mitzvahs derabbanan before Shlosh Yom. So why is Rabbi say, Yoch Yefilu, before also? So Terence says, that's not Altuchus Pesach, that's Altuchus Chaser, that's Altuchus Kasher Kalem. That's like salty meat. That's, I have to do everything in my power to avoid Yisurim. So I have Nebuch, I gotta, before I check out on Hanukkah, I gotta make sure that I don't end up doing Yisurim in 8 months from now. That's part of being a terror person. You have to, Ezechach, Marz, and Neilin. But it's not a mitzvah. So remember B'shait, I remember Mordechai Markus that Zal told us this. He said, that thinks is the beer in the Machlokes of the Ritva. Everybody agrees, L'maisi, you have to do Bedikas Chometz on Chanukah. But the Ra'o held, that was a mitzvah derabbanan of Bedikas Chometz that warrants a bracha. And the Ritva said, no, that's not a mitzvah derabbanan of Bedikas Chometz. That's Kadesh Olav Yisurim. Sholav Yisurim, Tachat does get a bracha. So Ben Lefi Ra'o, Ben Lefi Ritva, we understand their respective shittas. Or what? Or... Yeah, but if I'm not doing, you want to argue that that's a further question. That din, you're supposed to do Bedikas Chometz at night. So is that Is that necessary when I'm not really being yates at the mitzvah of the Chometz? I'm just doing a shulah for Isurim. Unless one wants to argue that, or Hanea Yafal Abedika, that Chazal sized up that the most efficient way of doing the Abedika will be at night with the Oraner. Maybe. I don't know. We have to think about that. But Rabbi said there's the third Shita in between the lines here. Not with one, not Ra'ah. And that's another Rishon that the Ramah makes reference to. The Ramah, the tenth of the Marmikoyma, says, when the Shulchan Aruch tells us, a mafarish bi abash al yam, a yaitzi bi shayar, a inim nich beis yishiv yuchtar shashviyam tzok levaya, tzok livdoik, tzok the Ramah, v'lo yivar chaz al biyuchamitz. Says the Ramah, you shouldn't make a bracha on that biyuchamitz. It's not right, it's not appropriate to make a biyuchamitz. If it's not Lel Yudalit, it's not Ola Bosa, Zakhtar Ramah, the Minik Ashkenazim Adayim Ezeh, is not to make a bracha. So a guy goes on a trip and he leaves his house 2 nights before Pesach. He's leaving on Lel Yudalit. There's no bracha. Why not? Why is there no bracha? Choy, there's a Pella, the Karabah. The Ritva's not going to say that. The Ra'ah Zichem didn't say that. The Ra'ah said, you make a bracha, you leave in Chanukah. Even the Ritva's said, if you're within Shlashim Yom, you make a bracha. So what's the beer of this kovol that the Ramah's quoting? Why is there no bracha? So the Mishnah Bura quotes from a beer hagra. The whole Mishnah Bura is right out of a beer hagra. So the Mishnah Bura on this Ramah says, "V'chshavoydek below yidalid tignu levarcha birchomitz." When you do bedika below yidalid, then it makes sense to make a bracha. Why is that? V'vishemashu meitim dikasai who. Matznio, kde levaru lemachar. V'nimtza da b'dika yad cholas abiyur. Mash enken kan, shlo yivaru ben oylam. V'yishtamish bo kishar yomim. Ela shu mfanei umi ba'i ze. What did the Bira Gros say? Mishim was quoted. When you're doing b'dika chometz on leo yedalir, you're doing bedika, and your eye is to tomorrow. Because there's a real plan here. The plan is whatever I find, I mean, short of what I left aside for breakfast, okay, that's a different question. But basically, whatever I find, I'm getting rid of. I'll give you a virus tomorrow. Whereas if I'm going, you know, 2 weeks before Pesach, what I find I'm going to get rid of. My whole goal of doing bedikah right now is not really to get rid of my chometz. I'm not making a fire for another 2 weeks. I'm making a fire in Dubai. I'm not making a fire here. Whatever I find here, I just want to make sure this house doesn't have chometz. So it's very, very possible. I mean, I'm not sure in today's world it would be this way. Guy's on his way to Dubai, probably not taking his half a stale box of animal crackers along. But in theory, the going says, the guy's going on his boat, going on his share, going on his caravan. So whatever he finds tonight, he's probably just going to stash into his bag to throw onto his boat or his caravan. He's not going to burn, was he burning chametz? He's got another 2 weeks to eat it. So what's really happening, says the going, is that there's a bedika taking place tonight on Leil Yud Aleph, but something else is not happening. And what is that? What's not really happening? There's no real beer happening. This is a bedika that's not leading to a beer. And that's a red flag, says the girl. A bedika that's not going to result in a beer, that's a problem. That's not a kind of a bedika that warrants a bracha. And that's the reason for this kobo in the Ramah, says the Goyin, says the Mishnah Berurah.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But then how can you make a bracha in a year like this past year when Erev Pesach was on Shabbos doing the bedika on Leil Yud Gimel?
No, also, it's the same thing. We're going to do the Shreifa tomorrow, because since we're not going to do the Shreifa on Erev Pesach, we're going to do the Shreifa on everything is the day before, and the only thing that we left aside is the Shabbos meals. That's like the Ali's breakfast for Erev Pesach morning. That's the same thing. So the model is the same. The problem is when there's a big gap, bigger than normal gap, so then that connection between the Bedik and the Beer gets severed. That's what the Goyin explains in this Ramah, this Kobo. Rabbi said, this idea fits in really, really nice into whose model? What?
The Ron.
This is the Ron's model. The Rosh. what would the Rosh say to this? The Rosh doesn't have to do anything. Well, the Rosh would say, well, you're going to burn tomorrow. Who cares? Tomorrow's nothing anyway. Even on a regular year, tomorrow's garnished, the Rosh said. It's burning before Chatzotis. It's not supposed to waste the time. So the Chayra, if the Ramah is accepting this model of not making a bracha, if it's not Lel Yedalid, he seems to be a little bit more in sync with the Ran's model than the Rosh's model, which causes us a little bit of a concern. A little bit, not a lot, but a little bit, because which minig did the Ramah basically negate earlier on? He made light of that minig anoshim to put out 10 pieces of bread. He didn't really like them, and he didn't think that was necessary. That's cute, but it's not really necessary. So we said, the Rishayim who really, really machavek, and really just make a litzonis a little bit out of that minig, that's the Rosh's side. That's the Rosh's team. According to the Ran, the minig is not so crazy, it's not so wild. So is the Ramah possibly being a little bit of Pasech Seshtei Asifim here? Is the Ramah, you know, kind of playing both sides of this? On the one hand, from the fact that the Ramah machs effectus minig, makes a light as Imlul Nasa Lo'i cave, so that's really, really, really much Rosh talking. Then in the same breath, the Ramah saying, oh, it's okay, you don't make a bracha unless you lay your dalit, because that's the Ran talking. Unless the Ramah really buys into the Ran, really truly believes in the Ran, the Alpha Bichani thinks the minig is not necessary. But again, the minig made sense within the world of the Ran. I didn't say it was mucha according to the Ran, but it makes sense. So the Ramah's kind of walking a little bit of a tightrope here, that he's siding a little bit more with the Rosh in terms of removing the bracha if it's not lo yedalit. And yet, in terms of not giving too much credibility to the minig, it seems to be more in sync with the Ran. Unless, and we say this with trepidation, unless maybe there's a different part in the Gra's heart. Maybe there's a different reason why the Ramah and the Kobol don't want a bracha if it's not lo yedalit. Maybe this whole model of the sticking in the Ran and the Rosh Machlag is into the minig of the Ramah, not to make a bracha without yedalit, is the wrong model. Maybe there's a totally different reason why the Ramah says not to make a bracha. Could there be another reason? What's the other reason? I mean, it's hard to say, you know, if you're really worried about this chadas, which is going to be the next part of our sugya, so it's hard to justify a 12-hour break. If you could already justify a 12-hour break, why can't I justify a 36-hour break? I don't know, okay, so we have to see why that break doesn't seem to bother us too much anyway. That's going to be the second half of the sugya. No, we never heard of anybody make Abdi Chatzitz. There's no Gemara anywhere that used the Nuskha of Abdi Chatzitz, ever. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, the Ramon doesn't sound like he's giving too much seriousness to the minute. He quotes the minute. He says, I think it's a nice minute. Why not? But it doesn't sound like it's really binding in Allah. Yeah, it's just a poetic way of saying it. It's the poetic way of saying it's not necessary. I think so.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Maybe Chazal were only misaking to recite a bracha when you do a dafka leil yedalit. Was that part of the
Tachanun? Well, that's the question. The question is, that's clearly what the Ramah is saying. The question is based on what? Like, if at the end of the day you have to do it, so you want to tell me like the Ra'ah, you want to tell me that. I'm saying, why do we like the Ritva? That before Shloshim Yom, there's no bracha. That's not really a mitzvah. It's only just a mighty sum that I got. But you can't say that within Shloshim Yom, because within Shloshim Yom, you have to do b'dik even if you're not coming back. So what's the avera? What avera are you trying to avoid? What's the shemiyah v'lach? But what's the concern? So clearly there is a chiyuv gomer mid the rabbanit to b'dikis chametz the whole Shloshim Yom. Even when the reason of the mighty surim, the nami surim doesn't apply. So in karaska, why is there no bracha? So maybe the answer to this riddle is not rooted so much in Uchas Pesach and Uchas B'dikas Chametz. Maybe it's more of a rule in Uchas Brachas. Maybe there's some kind of a quirk in Uchas Brachas that prevents us from reciting a bracha. What could that quirk possibly be? So remember Bishaito, so Rabbi Marcus suggested that maybe there's almost an underlying theme that some Rishonim may have Nuchas Brachas that may be responsible, at least partially, for this Psach of the Ramah, seemingly difficult Psach of the Ramah. There is a Machlankis in Rishonim as to what the nature of the Brach of Ava Rabba is. It's Ava Rabba every morning before Kriya Shema, Ava Soilam at night. What's the purpose of that bracha? What's the goal of that bracha? So there's a Rashba, the famous Rashba brachas, that says that the brachas, what we call Bichas Kriyishma, are really a little bit of a misnomer. Bichas Kriyishma are really actually Bichas Atfil. They're really part of Chelik Atfil. They're not really part of Kriyishma. The Rashba is this famous Rai. He says, the Gemara says in the first book of brachas, if a person misses man Kriyishma in the morning, so Lohim said a brachas. You can still say the brachas later, even though you missed man Kriyishma. Let's say I'm eating matzah 3 days after Pesach. I make Allah chilas matzah. I shake a lulav on Chanukah. I make a brachas. If you miss the mitzvah, you miss the mitzvah. Finished. What do you mean? No hipsin and brachas. So Rashi says the answer is because he's not brachas kriyishma. I said, why is it saying the sitter brachas kriyishma? Because the guy wrote the sitter didn't know this Rashba. He should have been called brachas tefila. So basically, the brachas at tefila, says the Rashba. And that's what the Rashba holds. Let's say a guy wakes up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can't say Bichas Kriyishma anymore because it's not even Tefillah. It's not even Shachris anymore. Then there's a further Machlokes. When is Selzman Shachris? Tal Shals, Chatzais, Chachim, B'di'evit. That's when Hilchos Brachas stop it for the fourth Perek. But the Rashba's basic thrust is that all these Brachas have nothing to do with Kriyishma. They're just Brachas at Tefillah. So the Rishonim quote from Amram Gong, if I'm not mistaken, one of the Gaonim, who says, let's say a guy daven ma'ariv early, according to Ruben the Rishonim, who wasn't yotzei kriyishma, machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, the beis and brachas, can you be yotzei kriyishma before tzeis? The Mishnah says you can't, and Rabbeinu Tam claims you don't pass it. The first Mishnah in Shas, Rabbeinu Tam claims you don't pass it. And most of the Rishonim say, no, we do pass like that Mishnah, you can't be yotzei before tzeis. We daven ma'ariv early. So Rashi says, you're right. We daven ma'ariv early, because ma'ariv you can take a daven early, kriyishma you're not yotzei. And when are you going to be yotzei kriyishma? So Rashi says, when you say kriyishma lamita. So some Rishonim say, we don't want to wait till that, too risky, the guy's going to forget. So when it gets dark, you say kriyishma. That's what our practice is. If a guy davens ma'ariv early, mi'ikra din Rashi claims you rely on kriyishma lamita, just that it's a bad policy, and therefore you should say the kriyishma quickly, it never gets dark. First thing you should say kriyishma. So Avraham Gaon says, when you recite kriyishma, under those circumstances, you're not saying it in Birchai Seah. The brachas you said already earlier. The tefillah you already finished earlier. So you're saying kriyishma. So the Rav Amram goes, look, Gezocht, you should make a bracha shek. And Yishonim mitzvei sitzvon, the cross of kriyishma. Says Rav Amram go, when you daven ma'irav, after tzeis, when you daven shachris, bizman kriyishma. So then the bracha of Avarabo is a birchas kriyishma. It's a birchas mitzvah kriyishma. It's a funny nusach of bracha. It's not exactly the regular standard tefillah. It doubles, it serves as a birchas mitzvah, for whatever reason. But if you're davening ma'ariv shaloi bizman, and you'd be relying on kriyishma at 10 o'clock kriyishma 3 hours after ma'ariv, so then you're missing a birchas kriyishma. So you have to make, you're missing a birchas mitzvah. You have to make a bracha. Shekin yishom mitzvah tzvon, the kriyas shema. So I stayed in Rav Amram go. So that's not what our practice is. No, but nobody that I know does that. Okay, I daven tzmarif early, say Friday night, many people daven tzmarif early, then they come home after the meal, they remember, say kriyishma, count svira. When they say kriyishma, they just say the three parshas. Nobody says the kriyas shema, why not? I mean, I did the mitzvah already, so how can I make the mitzvah? It's just a court, like the Morrow story. It's not exactly the same. The Morrow story, it was as man a mitzvah, it's just that I had kavanah shalalotze. So the Gemara is saying, Yimsachim, when you do a ma'is a mitzvah without kavanah, then it's hard to make a bracha afterwards. Here, it's like, I shook a lulav on Rosh Hashanah, so I could still make a bracha, so it means it's not about Krishma yet, great, the most Hashanah, it's not for Shalom Chomina Torah. So why don't we make a bracha? I don't think that's so. Even the Rishonim, we're not sure. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam's right, but all the other Rishonim held Rabbeinu Tam was not right. All the other Rishonim said, you're not yet to bechlal before it says. So why don't you make a bracha? So it could be that there's a klal in Hilchos Brachos that may be borne out in other cases as well, There's almost like a rule, milsim lo shchich lo tikta barabonim, that Chazal instituted brachas when mitzvahs are done in normal fashions. One mishugana does a mitzvah in a way, it's not the norm. You don't make brachas in that. You have to do it, you have to do the mitzvah anyway, but to make a bracha on something which is so, it's a yetzik deifin, kind of a mitzvah, chegavneno. True, bisman hazeh, it's become very, very common for people to have my role, bisman hazeh. Days of Rishon was already normal, but not bisman chazal. So bisman chazal, unless you were a Rabbi Yehuda man, so you waited till Tzitzke Chom to daven Ma'ariv. That's what the Mishnah says. Me'ibas ha'kunash man arvis, ad she'yochel kwanam b'tut mosim Tzitzke Chom. It's the first second of Beis and Brachas. So Elawat, once in a blue moon, you have a situation where a guy daven Ma'ariv really has to repeat the Kriya Shema. That's crazy. It's a not meshugana. Chazal, not mitzachim brachas for mishugoyim. Not mitzachim brachas for people doing things in an abnormal fashion.
Really?
Yeah.
Even today, most people would have a ma'ariv after shkia, still not necessarily davening before tzitz.
No, I'm saying, so bizman, yeah, I'm not talking about what we do bizman hazeh. I'm talking about bizman chazal, the way the Mishnah presents the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, it was unheard of to say Kriya Shema before this man. Why that changed bizman Rishayim is a different story, but in the days, the way the Mishnah presents itself, it was unheard of. So, Bizman Chazal, again, sometimes cultural things change. Bizman Chazal, how many people in any given Jewish community were not doing B'dikas Chometz and Lo Yadala? Only two kinds of people were not doing B'dikas Chometz. Mefarish, Vayotzi B'Sheyara. How many guys were stuck and never had to go on a boat on 3 days before Pesach? How many guys had to go off on a caravan to spend Pesach in the middle of the Sahara Desert? How often do you think that happened? I don't want to suggest a number, not the most common. The basic, could it be that the reason why the Ramah says, you don't make a bracha if you're not doing lo yadalid, not because of any razzle-dazzle, not because chometz, because it's not a bit, it's a mitzvah. But you don't make brachas on crazy situations, crazy scenarios, once in a blue moon scenarios. Now, the fact that culturally things have changed was not as that. That's like culturally creation was also changed as well. Whatever technical reasons. So it was a suggestion that Rabbi Marcus gave. According to that Biur, if that's the correct Biur in the Ramah, then the Ramah is not taking a stand on the Ran and the Rosh, and then we don't have to commit the Ran and the Ramah to walking two sides of the tightrope. So again, it's possible, we don't know. We know that the Ramah quotes this custom, this practice from the Kobol, not to make a bracha, it's not Yel Yadal, that's the meaning of the Ashkenazi, my name is that. We're not sure, is this because related, a direct result of the Machlekes, the Ran and the Rosh, or is this based on some kind of a quirk in Ochas Brach? It's unclear what the Biur Dov in the Ramah is. Yeah, so it's not true. We make a bracha on Kriya Shema Megillah, we make a bracha on Kriya Shema Emunah, so there is no... There is a Beis Yosef that says you don't make a bracha on a machshava. It's actually a Beis Yosef by Bittul Chometz. There are Beis Yosef that says that you don't make a bracha on the Bittul. Unlike the Rosh, it says the bracha is kind of on the Bittul. The Beis Yosef says, no, we don't make brachas on machshavas. So that's a big discussion about that, because we do make a bracha, so you can make a bracha on a fresh tumor, which is also a machshava. It could be, yeah. It's possible. It's possible. Right. Look at it. I mean, possible according to the Rashi. It's not clear that we possibly take the Rashi. And the Rechon part of somebody says, so we got the Gemara down pat, Abad HaTor Shivarech, we know exactly why we're making a bracha. We think we know why. We know when we're making a bracha. We know what listen we're making a bracha. So the guy made the bracha, and he gavaldik. He made the bracha, and he's off to the races. He's starting with his chometz. And then the disaster struck. What happened? He got a phone call in the middle, and he's schmoozing with his friend. Gavalt, I'm in the middle, between the living room and the kitchen. Gavalt, now what? So the Gemara doesn't talk about this topic, at least vis-a-vis Chometz, but the Rosh does. So this sets the stage that in the second half of our sugya, hopefully from tomorrow we'll continue, get ahead of the Ma'amikomis, where this is a Hilchos Bracha Shaila, more of a Hilchos Mitzvah Shaila than a Chometz Shaila. What if anything happens and changes in terms of the person who has to now potentially make another Bracha? From tomorrow we'll continue.